The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Catherine, good morning to you.
Good morning.
What happened, Catherine? It was in Dublin Airport. What happened?
Well, my parents were on the return flight from Dusseldorf to Dublin, and they had pre-booked the assistance, which is wheelchair assistance, because they were elderly, which a lot of people do for other reasons. They are either injured or something. But when they got to Dublin Airport, I mean, the flight to Dusseldorf was fine, no problems, and getting to the plane in Dusseldorf was fine. When they got to Dublin, they were told that there was no assistance available. So they decided they would walk. So, of course, my mother, they're both older. My father's 88, my mother's 86. And as they mounted a rolling corridor, my father got on the corridor, then my mother got on the corridor after him. And then another female passenger came behind my mother and knocked her from behind with her suitcase under the leg. So she fell backwards, but didn't stop. Which actually it's a civil duty in Germany and it's illegal, so you can be fined for that. So anyway, she just continued. Somebody did stop or alert the paramedics or somebody, because my parents said that within a few minutes the paramedics arrived. So, and she got good first aid treatment, and she was collected at the airport by a family member and then went to Cork, to a Cork medical facility for treatment, and she has a fractured arm, it showed on x-ray.
Crikey, is she all right?
Well, hopefully she'll be all right. If you break bones at that age, it doesn't happen that they heal so well. So hopefully she won't have any disability afterwards. So that's the other thing. So,
at, I mean, they at 86 and 88, they're great people to be travelling on their own, Catherine. Brilliant.
Oh, they are. They've been doing it all their lives, but it's only in the last couple of years they've had to use assistance because they're very independent. So... so they're used to traveling, you know. So anyway, it happened. It's unfortunate, but hopefully the Dublin Airport Health Authority and the airline will look at this so that it doesn't happen to another person. This is the thing, you know. So, and also,
Go ahead. Sorry, you were saying something.
Oh, I was going to say that most of the flights in Ireland seem to be going out of Dublin, and you know, and they're not using other airports like Shannon and Cork enough. You know, they have the airports there, so they could be putting flights out of those airports. You know, so that would be better for people, especially people that have to travel up from the country. So
let me just recap, maybe for people who are just coming in on the conversation, Catherine. So your parents are coming through Dublin Airport on the way back from Dusseldorf. There was no assistance available, so being independent, they decided to go off on their own, and they went onto one of these moving floors. We've all been on them. Yeah. And your mum got knocked from behind by someone's suitcases. That was it, yeah?
Well, it was another female passenger mounted the rolling corridor behind her and knocked her with her, and I think it was with her suitcase. I don't think the person's body hit her. I think it was the suitcase that hit her behind the legs, and then she flew backwards. So
did this person even stop to say anything? Like
no, they didn't stop. That was the thing. You know,
did they notice they'd done it? Do you think?
Yes, they did notice. Yeah, but they were obviously in a hurry. I don't know whether they were getting a connecting flight or maybe even just getting picked up or something. But anyway, so normally, but a civil duty for other people around would be that they would actually say, hey, you've just knocked somebody, you know, have a look, you know. I mean, that shouldn't happen, you know. So and I'm sure that the DAA and the airline, they can look at CCC clips maybe and see who it was and even identify whoever it was. But anyway,
the airport should be watching all that too, of course. Like, I mean, we know they're very busy. We know Dublin Airport's having a horrendous time with this summer and they're short of staff and all of that, but they do have an obligation to look after people with access needs. I'm amazed there was no access available. That's just not good enough. Like,
yeah, no, it's not. I mean, the airline, before they left the aircraft, the crew on board should have actually made sure, because they booked that pre-assistance with their ticket. So the airline do have a responsibility too. So the crew should have made sure that the assistance.
So let me just check this with you, Catherine. Had the assistance from? They had booked assistance. from the plane to the terminal building and through, but that wasn't there when they got there, no?
Exactly. It wasn't there when they got there, yeah.
So they'd booked it. I know I have a friend who has a number of mobility issues, and when she travels, like, there's a bit of work involved in getting yourself organised. They'd done all that. Yeah. Wow. And the thing just wasn't there.
Yeah, they had done it, and that's why they thought it was safe to travel. But now we have to look at the future. Well, if my mother's arm heals well and she doesn't end up with any disability with it, then to see, you know, is it safe to travel with assistance at all, you know, or whether just a family member actually then have to travel with them. Because obviously you can't rely on the airport authority and the airline to carry out their duties.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's just crazy.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm
shocked.
Yeah,
that booked it through.
I know. Well, they booked it and it didn't happen. And I mean, I hope that for other passengers that this will not happen in the future. You know, and even if they are busy at the airport,
that should be no fallback. Because, Catherine, exactly. I'm thinking of your parents. Like, and I said to you earlier on, like 86 and 88, that's a great age to be so independent and travelling so frequently. It'd be awful if they had to give that up because they couldn't rely on the help they need being there. That's not good enough in 2022.
No, it's not, but it happens. So yeah. So, and I hope that it doesn't put them off traveling, because you know they've had a fun time traveling and a good time. You know, so
yeah. So, all right. Yeah. Okay. Well, please give them our personal regards, and I hope that everything.
I will be fine.
For your mom. My own mom's in her early 80s, so I can imagine what this must be like. If it's so worrying a time for you and everybody else, apart from themselves, you know.
Yeah, but it also just upsets your whole daily routine, because you're not independent anymore, you know, that's the thing. You have to rely on somebody else, which isn't, you know, great, you know, and then even just going for her daily walk, you won't be able to go walking on her own now, because her balance will be different at that age if you have a fractured arm and have it in a sling, so...
That's right.
Yeah, it's not...
These are all things we don't think of. You're so right.
I know. Yeah. Even just going up and down the stairs in the house alone, you know, she can't do that anymore. So her independence now is restricted. Her lifestyle is restricted until this is resolved. So, I hope that it doesn't happen to another person, you know. So, let's see.
Have you contacted DAA to see what they have to say for themselves now?
We have contacted the DAA and the airline, yeah. So we'll see what they have to come back with.
No response so far, no?
Well, they have responded that they've received the message and they will look into it. So let's see what happens,
All right. Catherine, as I said, please convey our best wishes to your mom and dad. Thanks for being with me on the Opinion Line this morning.
Cork's 96 FM.